This is Ian Newton-Plessard in association with Ben's Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here at the Spectrum after Guildford City beat Tooting & Mitcham 2-1. I'm here with manager Carl Taylor. Two wins against Tooting & Mitcham, one in the Vars 2 weeks ago and in the league today. We had to play a lot better today to get the win though, I felt.
Yeah, I think it was always going to be harder. They got a lot of their players back and now they're missing some, but so are we. You know, it's just, that's football. You know, why would they come and potentially lose to us again? I think over the game and the energy that we put in, we deserved it. They had a couple of, you know, some chances to keep us saved, but they're quite isolated. I think first half got in so many times and didn't ever look like taking our opportunities, and we should have done. We just said about being patient at half time to just one bit of quality is what we were going to need. Obviously they would say the same thing, but generally in the end, you know, I think if you look at the game as a whole, I think that we deserve to win. So, but everyone always sees it a different way, but I'm quite happy with what we did, especially first half. I thought we were good, just chased the game a bit because we scored so early and we didn't need to.
A quick thinking goal straight away with Darnell, great finish because he was totally clear because of quick thinking from a free kick. Is that anything we worked on, or was it just spontaneous?
We said that we haven't been taking opportunities to get people in early, and we said the first time you get a chance to put someone in, put them in. And Ruben obviously quickly, you know, had to be a good ball as well. We knocked a few balls today, were too long, and yeah, and Darnell's still got a finish, you know, he's got to come off the wrong side and finish. So really good goal. Yeah,
could name the whole team, they played all really well, but Jacob in goal seems to be getting better every week, and yeah, some really great saves.
Yeah, Jacob's, he's learning his positional sense, he's young, so obviously he's still got going to have mistakes in him. But, you know, we watched the Leeds game last night, you know, the keeper's made a huge error there. Anyone who hasn't seen it, when they see it, they'll know what I'm talking about. But no, he's doing well, and quite a lot of them are. You know, we've got a young side and it's really good to see him blooming.
Second half, it was quite a battle, the whole game was a battle, but to win the penalty, and then after the penalty we controlled the game, I felt, and we hadn't been doing that recently. We've been kind of hanging on, but we controlled really well, I felt, after we took the lead.
Yeah, we knew set pieces would be generally their best way to get in, and they had some, and they'll probably be disappointed from their perspective that they didn't take some of those chances. But having said that, if you look at the amount of set pieces we had first half, put them into the right area and we didn't take advantage, I think it levelled itself out.
We've got a game on Wednesday, we're playing an Army representative game. It's quite a prestige fixture because it's their warm up to their inter-services tournament that they've got, and we're playing it here. So what are you looking for in that?
Well, obviously there'll be a lot of boys who want to play and who haven't really started many games, and it will be tough. So, you know, it's not an easy fixture, it's not some walkover, it's going to be tough, and it might be physically tough, and they know me, they can put themselves in contention for next Saturday anyway. You know, nothing's set in stone in terms of who starts and who plays. The players will be disappointed to have been left out of the squad today, and they'll highly likely be involved next week. It's just the way it is at the moment.
People say striving for the perfect performance, but do you think that was kind of like the best overall performance from us so far?
No, I think in terms of managing the game and scrapping it out, that's probably up there. We've played better. I think the Vars game, regardless, we controlled that all the way through. I was happy with that, how we did that, because that was literally in second gear. But no, you're battling against a team that are decent in this league, and for us, all of those games are what we need to progress, and so that's quite a big win for us. And there's obviously big games coming up. Played a lot of the top sides as well, anyway, above us away. So, you know, we're managing ourselves all right.
Thanks for your thoughts, and well done today.
Thank you very much.